Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
Kez.
I'm Sarah C. We're back.
We are back and in action.
A few hours later than normal because it was my birthday. And I decided to have fun instead of, well, this is actually fun. It's more fun. But, you know, sometimes
yeah,
it's good to keep everybody wanting.
Absolutely.
When is it? When is it coming out?
I know. It's like, I feel bad, but then, like, I low-key like that everyone's looking for the recap. It's like, that's so nice.
Yeah. So, what has been going on? I feel like, it feels like it's been, like, 2 weeks, maybe, because I've had such a packed week with just all the stuff and birthday stuff that I feel like, when was the last time we did, like, a social media update? I'm like, what the hell? And I don't even know what's going on. I probably missed it all. But, yeah, we have a few notes, but we're going to get right into the episode and the after show. I was kind of relieved there was no Watch What Happens Live because I'm like, okay, that's a little less work now that we have the Valley to cover.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys will be doing the Valley in a separate episode. So look for that. And then after this, we're going to move it over to Patreon. Talk a little bit more about the Valley premiere party last week. You guys have seen some of our videos are posted. The Jeremy Maddox video that was taken down. We can discuss that and more stuff, Chef Penny stuff, all the fun stuff over on Patreon. And Holly went on a field trip yesterday?
On your birthday.
On my B-Day, and so she has a lot to report on that, so I'm excited to hear all about that, so make sure you head over to Patreon.
Yes.
I saw that Kristen's show that she filmed like 65 years ago is finally being advertised.
I heard that. I did not see it, but I heard that.
I saw the trailer, and it didn't give a date, but it said Amazon Prime.
Uh-huh.
So does that mean we can get it off regular Amazon Prime or we have to go get that freebie thing?
No, I think it'll be on Amazon Prime.
Okay. Because originally I heard it was being released on freebie.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, she says it was really good. I don't know. It seems very similar to House of Villains to me and Traitors.
Yeah.
So, but we'll give it a shot.
For sure.
What's been going on with you?
Not much, just super busy too and about to go into another competition. I have Ronnie's birthday coming up and yeah, just like busy. We had a big baton performance last weekend, so that's done. I'm like feeling relieved about that. It went really well and yeah.
I had a dream we were checking into our New York hotel.
Yeah.
And Sandoval was behind me in line, and I was like in the Seinfeld to Newman, hello, Sandoval.
Uh-oh.
And he goes, hello, Sarah. I'm like, oh, low-key knows my name.
Yeah, that's good.
And then I was walking, oh, because he was there with Jason and the band, like they were playing, that's why they were there. I'm like, why do we have to come at the same time and wind up at the same hotel? And then he's like, I hope you have a good day. I'm like, oh, okay, well.
That's nice.
Yeah, thanks. I hope you do not. No. Oh.
We had exciting news announced that Ariana purchased a new home. That's kind of like news from Sunday, but still, we'll share it.
We did hear it last week.
Yeah.
And I think we said it last week that in the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah, you said it, I think, like twice. So I was like, we said that first.
Yeah, the other thing we said first, I don't mean to be irritated with anyone. It's just when I see the things that are like personally in our group or our Instagram about the like Max stuff, like, oh my gosh, who'd have thought? I'm like, you guys, like, pay attention.
Yeah.
We've said it on so many podcasts. We posted it in August. We reposted the old post in February. I'm like, we told you guys this happened last August, but I can't expect everyone to be seeing every, because I don't see every post, because Facebook is such a, happen to open one app and then you can't find it again, it's so frustrating.
Yeah, or you think you saw something, but then you don't know where or what or how, or
sometimes I
think I literally like dreamt things up. Like, I don't know. Like, there's yesterday, like Sarah said, go to our Patreon after this, because we'll be doing a quick, I'm going to catch Sarah up on what I did yesterday. But one of the things we did was we went to the Grove, and the girls got their pictures taken with the Easter Bunny. And in front of us, there was this super famous, like, influencer. Like, I don't know if she's more well known on Instagram or TikTok, but like, same thing. She does reels or whatever. And I'm like hitting Ronnie in the back. I'm like, that girl, she's totally famous. And Ronnie's like, what? Like, I don't know who it is. And I, like, even though I took like a sneaky video, like behind her, I cannot for the life of me fight. Like, I know her face, but I cannot find her name. I showed it to Chad. He can't find it. It's like, it's so frustrating when that happens. It's like, I know you. I just, like, that's really sad. I don't know your name.
That's how I felt about watching Madison, Sheena's friend, at Hotel Ziggy. I'm like, I know this person. I've seen her. Like, so I finally, like, I went through Sheena's followers and following, and I found her Instagram page. And I'm like, well, I don't know where I would have. I thought maybe she was either a server at Sir, or she kind of looks like Sandoval's girlfriend.
I wonder if Sheena has her location.
If she's one of the chosen 56.
Yeah. Could be.
Well, she has, she was like Miss Teen USA, or maybe just part of it. And then she's a podcast. But she, yeah, I don't know where I would have, I've never heard of the podcast or anything.
Yeah, she was very, when I saw her, I was like, oh, she's very pretty.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I get that. It's frustrating.
Yeah, yeah, it's just, it's like, it's so annoying.
Yeah, so I know. I get it. I lose things on Instagram and Facebook. I hate how they're like, you're reading something and then it like jumps forward because it hasn't refreshed, and then you lose it and you're like, ah!
I hate that. And then you can't find it again.
So I can't, and don't blame anyone for missing our multiple mentions of Max hooking up with Katie. But I'm just saying.
I mean, actually, even when we mentioned it, like, I didn't care. So I also get that. Like, it's like, who really cares?
No one cares about Max Boyens. However, no. It's shocking. He's like Austin freaking Kroll, the strangest person to pull all the chicks. Like, we did a grid. So Max has been with Kristen, Katie, Sheena, Dana Kathan, mini Sheena, Kara out of Vegas, and then that beautiful girl that worked at Sir. What was her name? Mia?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he pulls it in, and I don't know how, because he's certainly not very charming, and I just think he's average attractiveness, but we all have our different types, so you can't really judge on looks, right? But he's not a pleasurable person. Like, you know, I could get maybe Austin has, like, a charming personality or something. I mean, I don't think he does, but some may. But Max, I mean, he's as, like, flat as you can get personality-wise, at least from what we've seen.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes when I watch his Instagram, like, I laugh. Like, there's, like, some things he does that are funny. I feel like his personality in reality is, like, much different than what he is online. Because, okay. Yeah, it's like, it's nothing in person.
Didn't he have, like, a mom, like, James's mom, and she came out, like, super protective and, like, fighting his battles and stuff, and he's like, Mom!
Oh,
Shut
I don't
up.
Know.
Or maybe she just looks like Jacqueline.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something there. But yeah, nobody really cares. It's not about her hugging with Max. It's more that he's Schwartz's best friend. Like, I told you guys, Schwartz brought him as his plus one to the Vanderpump premiere party. You know, the official one, the network one. So I think that's more interesting. And also the fact that, like, Schwartz tried to kiss Sheena when Sheena was engaged to Shay Don't you remember that's the time Schwartz and Shay were really close?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, they were close. Like, there through up till, like, season 5. Remember Schwartz, like, after they split up, Schwartz is the one that met him up at that brewery.
Schwartz is always doing the most like that with, like, the exes. Like, just like he met up with, like, Randall after the split.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Stassi after the friendship split.
Yeah.
So, anyways, there's that. Okay, so I heard Katie and Dana on, they had their own podcast, but they were also on Nick Viall, and I listen when there's someone of knowledge about Vanderpump on his podcast. So in this case, Katie's on the show. I wanted to hear, like, some of the things that they were saying. They didn't really get that much into, like, anything about Vanderpump that we didn't know, but they did weigh in on the Valley because she has met, you know, many of the people. She said she thinks Michelle is sweet, so maybe we'll have to give Michelle the benefit of the doubt until she proves us otherwise. Mm-hmm. I'm, as I've mentioned, on the fence with her. I'm like, I haven't been enraptured. We'll just say that. But she said, again, this is like the millionth person that Jesse is very douchey, and she's seen, there's a big boys text thread that Katie has seen many of his comments, and that they're very problematic. And she's like, let's just leave it at that. And Nick was like, because Nick Price, he's like, what about his wife? She's like, and he's like, oh, you mean like racist or sexist? And she's like, yeah, it's definitely an ist. So good to know. Good to know. Not shocking, though.
I started listening to that podcast, and I made it through, you know, all the parts about Vanderpump, but I can't with the way Nick kisses Katie's ass. Like, it's really hard for me to handle. And yeah. Not saying, like it's nice that someone is finally kissing her ass, I guess. Like, she really hasn't ever had anyone like this. And you can tell she likes it. But it's just bizarre to me. It's like, it's too, I don't know, it's too self-serving.
Yes, and he used to do that with Lala. And then I think since Lala and, like, is now Team Sheena, like, and Katie's on his network, it's switched. And it's so, it's like definitely directed at Katie. Dana says she was very activated with Sheena on Sheena's Juicy Scoop interview, saying she was pissed off because she's discussing Dana's private life. Sheena was saying one of the reasons her and Janet had a big falling out was because Janet was talking about doing a threesome with Dana and Max, and at the time, Sheena hated Dana, and Max was her ex-boyfriend. So her and Janet fell out, partly because of that, partly some other things we heard. But Dana was not appreciative of that she's airing out her laundry like that. So, fair enough. Oh, here's what I thought was interesting. Oh, also, Katie and Dana saw Joe and Raquel out with Tom and Tom, like, before Scandal came out, and they said they saw them, like, acting all weird and hands flailing and whatever, and they just thought it was because of, like, the Schwartz-Raquel thing, and now they realize why they were freaking out. Okay, so the Logan story. Dana and Katie are literally saying, oh, we know for a fact Rachel is lying because Logan told us the real story. And I'm like, I believe you believe Logan, but you cannot say we know this for a fact. Like, you weren't there. The only people that know this are Tom, Sandoval, Rachel, and Logan. And maybe, because they said Logan just had to go to the bathroom, so he just went in and used the bathroom. He said they were just, like, you know, hanging out like normal. Okay, that could be true. That's what he saw. Rachel and Tom could have been extra paranoid, right? Because they're like, they knew what they were doing. So they're probably extra sensitive, thinking, oh my God, he has to know. So she could be right and he could be right. But you can't, you know, inherently say She's lying. We know for a fact that Logan had no suspicions whatsoever. But here's where I call a little bit of bullshit. Because Logan went and told Brad and Ariana, so if there was nothing to report on, what are you telling them? Mm-hmm. If there was no suspicion, there's no story. And then Brad, so then Nick said, well, you know, Brad, he was here on our podcast, and he told me back then, you know, the story that Logan told him about that. And that makes me suspicious. I'm like, so not only is Logan telling Brad, but months later, many months later, Brad feels compelled to tell Nick Viall this story. Why? Right. Because it's a story? If nothing was suspicious, there's nothing to talk about. So, I don't know.
Sorry, I just sneezed. Yeah. So. Yeah, I agree. That's... And also, like, in the upcoming episode, I will also bring up a suspicion that I have.
Okay. Hey, Logan lashed out at the two T's in a pod, too. I guess Teddy was like... It is a little annoying, though, when podcasters like that, Nick Viall... They're like, oh, he's a paid friend. I think he's Ariana's publicist, and he works at Sir. It's like, can you get one fact right? So, and they're like, oh, yeah, and Logan's like, I've met Teddy several times. She knows who I is. And they're like, take several seats, Logan. And I don't know. I would be annoyed if I was him, too, listening to the way they were popping off about him. It's like, you guys don't know shit.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I am popping off saying... I think there was some thought or suspicion. I'm not believing Logan. I believe maybe that was Logan's perception. And I believe Rachel and Tom had that perception because they were paranoid.
Right. Right.
So both parties can be correct. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just all the other stuff that is like, why is Brad telling Nick if it wasn't a story or a suspicion? You know, after the fact, how everyone's like, I thought something was off. I can hear Brad maybe bragging to Nick, like, you know, I did have a suspicion once, and it was when Logan came to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like that's how it went. So, get off my soapbox.
I agree.
Well, that's it. That's all I have of what's been popping off out there on the webs.
Well, also the other thing that was popping off is like the aftermath of the hug heard around the world with Jeremy Maddox and Tom Sandoval. We will be addressing that on Patreon, so head over there after this.
Yes, absolutely. All right, you want to get into the episode?
Let's get into it.
Okay, so... Oh, and I have my poll questions ready, and I have the music. I'm very organized this time, so I can quickly crank it out tomorrow morning. And we'll see the announcement tomorrow morning. So Ariana has a big, we got a heads up from, like, I don't know, Sir Publicist. Make sure you watch Ariana's TikTok at 7 a.m. Pacific or her Instagram Live at 7 a.m. or 8 a.m.
It's
like 7, right?
Yeah.
10 a.m. Eastern. Brutal. For a big announcement, but now as we've seen and we posted ourselves as well, the rumor is that she is taking over as host for Love Island.
I'm sure that's the announcement because it is said to have been leaked, so.
Yeah. So, I mean, I asked Holly if she thought that meant she won't come back for season 12, but... As Holly mentioned, she did just buy this house in Hollywood. So Love Island, that's usually filmed, like, I'm assuming on an island somewhere.
I just feel like I think that she is done with Vanderpump Rules, but I don't think she will be done with it until it is done. And I believe there will be a season 12 because we have been told that. And I think that...
Why not get the extra paycheck, pay that house off?
Yeah, and, like, people are still going to be interested in her story, even if she takes more of a friend of role. You know, they'll want to see her move into this house. They're going to want to see her doing these other projects and how that still fits in in the whole scheme of Vanderpump Rules, I think she still totally could keep going if she wants to.
Yeah. So we made that post about her getting the job, and I saw a lot of comments, actually. I saw a lot of negative comments towards her, like, good, maybe she can pay Tom back now. I just want to remind everyone that I'm sure what Sandoval is saying is true, that, you know, why would he just lie? I'm sure he has receipts or whatever. But also, you have to remember, he took out that home equity loan, that so that affects her investment.
But we don't know the details of that. Like, and until we do, I don't think it's fair to say that, like we don't know what their agreement was with that. And it seems like the original agreement should be that she pays for half of the house. But, I mean, maybe we don't know that agreement either.
Yeah, we don't know that. And we don't know the, she says the furniture value that was like almost 100K. So, you know, I guess her part of that, or if that's what she personally spent, I don't know. And then she said that he overcharged her. And so she's not going to pay unless she sees itemized bills, and he's not providing those.
Right.
So it's all.
It sounds like they still have a lot to work out. But
I think they both have valid points, and they're both right, and they both need to get out all the paperwork, you know?
Well, it's nice to know that, like, she wasn't held back by that still playing out, and she was able to purchase a house.
Yeah. And it can't be that hard, because they've only lived there a couple years. You lay out 2 years' worth of bills. I'm sure you have your... You can pull up your bank statements. I paid you this for this, this for this. And, you know, and if you didn't, then lesson learned. If you paid him cash, or if you didn't note, this is for the phone bill, this is for the cable, you know what I mean? Like, then lesson learned. Now you know next time. I don't know.
Right.
I'm sure they can come within a reasonable amount anyways. You know?
What was the day of the reunion?
This year?
Yeah.
The 16th.
Okay. I was looking at the exact date that the house closed, and it closed on the 19th. And I was thinking, whoa, did she come out here, film the reunion, close on her house? But I obviously she did. She must have come out, looked at everything, finalized, and closed.
Yeah.
It's very fast.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into the episode. James really likes picking out his girlfriend's clothes. He did it with Raquel. He's doing it with Allie.
I would like to break that down a little bit. Like, someone write in and tell me if you've ever been in a relationship where your dude picked out your clothes. And in a, like, I'm not trying to say this in a rude way, but like, was he controlling? I'm just wondering, like, is it like a controlling thing? Because
is it giving sleeping with the enemy?
It's
Julia Roberts.
I think it's similar to like how I was like very disturbed how I saw Sheena repeatedly taking like her boyfriends on the same vacation. I was like, I don't know. Like, I know that like people have their favorite places. Like I do, like 100%. If I ever divorced Chad and I had another dude, like I would not be staying away from Maui just because we went to Maui, you know, because I freaking love it there. But it's just like the repeated behavior of like the picking out the clothes and accessorizing. There's just something off about it to me.
The cooking.
Yes. And especially like seeing them in public together. I think that's the other thing that like really sticks out in my mind, like about Raquel, and I've seen him do it with Ali as well, is it's like he very much like babies them as well. You know, like he sets them where he wants them to stand, and then he like checks on them and like babies them. Like, I don't know. It's this weird thing that I notice with him.
Yeah.
And they had to do another airplane scene.
I have just become immune and numb to it. I'm not catching it like you are.
I couldn't. I was just like, you've got to be kidding me.
Stop! This is, you're gonna get the new Bree fired.
I have so much to say about the editing and the editing and the acting in this episode. I was like, you know when like you, like we are a kid and you find like a little like grass hill to roll down? I felt like I wanted to like go rolling down a grass hill, just like going berserk at some of the things they were doing on this episode.
I definitely made several notes on a few times of like, and I was like, literally yelling, oh, come on.
Yeah.
The Brock scene.
Oh,
of,
my God.
Oh, you're just going to happen to be there for Schwartz to cry on. And then that, why is Schwartz telling Lala? Like, this is some, one of my poll questions. It's like, do you think he's either A, trying to minimize Scandoval and normalize it, B, trying to create a juicy scene for the show and or stay relevant, or C, he's just loose lips, typical Schwartz babbling on and on. And I'm like, no, there's motive there.
The other thing, like, did you, I'm jumping ahead, but I wanted to, like, I wanted to throw something. Ariana's like, I'm going to get a drink of water. I need some water. The bar's right over there. It's like,
oh, God.
Okay, A, you have worked at Sir. You know where the bar is. B, you don't need to announce that. C, like, what the heck? And then Sheena, like, I'm going to drink tonight. I'm going to go. You guys, drinking tonight.
She said it like seven times. I'm like, nobody cares. Nobody like, needs to know.
They're setting up these scenes so horribly.
Yes, all the things I noticed. Yes, and she had to go to that little corner to get her water, which she could have went to the back station. She could have went into the kitchen. She could have sent someone else.
She could have sat down and asked her freaking server. But oh, let me go get a glass of water where T is standing.
Right after T Sandy left his date alone at the bar. Like, who does that either?
Yeah, there. Okay, there's just so much.
Okay.
Okay, so James is like, so did you end up inviting Joe? Yeah. So the Allie and Joe friendship, it has begun. They're allies with each other. You know, she's helping her out, bringing her in. She wants her to feel comfortable. She's weird but sweet.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
James says that he's DJing at Hotel Ziggy. Everyone is always welcome. And wherever he goes to DJ, he brings an entourage, a crowd, and you will have a memorable night with money that you've never seen before at your bar.
Oh, God. No, that is so untrue, because you can't get to the bar.
And when you do, you can order a Heineken Zero, a Heineken whatever they're called.
Well, maybe at Hotel Ziggy's. I don't think it's a problem. It's very small.
Yeah.
But you can't get a drink at Sir. Okay. Well, we have the hallway sound machine making an appearance. And then a bushy-tailed, bright-eyed Billy Lee enters his bedroom, like, wide-eyed as usual, like she just saw the ghost of Sandoval. And you know when she's walking into that bedroom, she's like, the bed is just right there. Please take me, Sandoval, please.
Yes.
One of my poll questions is, have you ever seen Billy Lee blink? I don't care. I have no compassion for that chick. When I saw her mimicking Ariana in this episode, when she's like, oh, if he's so evil, why do you live across the hall? As keep in mind, this is summertime, when she said she's both of their friends and she's trying to be there for both of them, and she's talking like this behind Ariana's back. Like, I know recently she's talked shit, but she was doing it way back then. So backstabbing biatch.
Yeah, that was not cool.
Sandoval seems to be struggling with his sheets. No shocker there.
Yeah.
He said, 2 months ago, my lawyers drafted up a market value offer, and she has not responded. And then
I mean, I don't blame Ariana for not wanting him to have that house. Like,
Yeah.
Not to jump ahead to the after show, but to hear what his plans are with it, like, it would drive me insane to know that he is going to have, like, pleasurable moments in that house. Like, it's just, it's not fair.
Yeah, exactly. And then everyone telling
her to move
out. I'm gonna
have band practice.
And then, so she reveals on the after show, she's like, well, that's not exactly what happened. He sent a personal email to him. Doesn't he know to send it to Daryl by now? He sent a personal email along with, hi, hope you're well. Here's a letter of intent, which is nothing, which is worthless, with no, like, appraisals or official value, you know, things attached. Probably no whatever sorting out of how the loan's going to, who knows. He's probably just going to say, hey, I'll give you what you paid for the down payment back, where it's like, no, bitch, their value has increased. I want what I would normally get.
Right. Well, I just went through this with watching my mom go through this with my grandpa's house and her sister going back and forth with letters through lawyers and all that. And there's a lot involved, you know, like that both people can have an appraisal. There's all these different terms that you can, there's all different things you can do. It gets like super complicated. And to hear that he did none of that, it's like, what do you expect, dude? Like,
yeah. So, yeah, it's how, I mean, a Katie who has been through it, she was chiming in on the after show saying it's beyond delusional. So, like, if he wants to present, you know, a workable offer, a real offer, not just this little piece of paper, but yeah.
Yeah.
So she says she wants to leave the house, but wants to make sure he's not downstairs. So she calls Anne, who is getting ready for a Taylor Swift concert. And Anne revealed on her podcast why she was acting so goofy is because she was pre-gaming for the concert and had done shrooms.
Oh.
So that's why she was, like, all smiley, and then at one point you just saw her teeth on the screen.
Yeah.
She was like, hire me! Hire me! So...
If you haven't joined our Facebook group yet, you absolutely should, because someone, I'm not going to share this on the podcast because I don't know if they would want it to be shared, but someone just dropped some major tea about Anne in our Facebook group, so search for that.
Well, what's it in regards to?
Anne, and the way she is and things she has done. And this person, a person in our... A very trusted, longtime listener had an interaction with Anne, and someone made a comment where they're like, oh, she seems like a lovely person. And our listener did not have that experience.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I heard her on her podcast as well. She was talking about Sheena, and she goes, but I mean... What do I know? I don't know how to be a young mother like she is. And I'm like, young mother? She is almost 40. What the fuck? She's actually an older mother.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny.
That is funny.
Like, a young mother is like a teenager or 20.
Yeah.
Not 38.
Maybe she meant to say a mother of a young child or something.
Maybe. I mean, like, she's younger compared to Anne, because I think Anne's in her 40s.
Yeah.
Because I remember we found out her age and we couldn't believe it. But yeah, I just thought it was funny. So we have Schwartz and Lala going to a juice bar. Now, there are several references Schwartz makes this episode. Like, Lala, is this a date? And then later on at the, like, Lala and Guy's luncheon, he's like, Lala, we haven't had sex yet. Like, who's trying to push that? Come on.
I think it's another thing they read on Reddit that someone mentioned, like, wouldn't it be crazy if those two got together? And so they're like testing the waters to see if we're like, yeah, that would be amazing.
Oh, come on. That was not even worthy of a poll question. I was like, yeah, I'm not asking this. This is stupid. It will be 100% no. I already know the answer of every fan in the world. So this is when he tells her, and I think, you know, he's trying to, like I said, minimize Scandoval and normalize, like, hey, we've all screwed up. We're human, you know? We all do dumb shit. And so he brings this up, but it's just like, it's so, why would you keep a secret for 12 years and then now just throw it out there? It's
this
like,
this is not even, Schwartz isn't even dumb enough to have this. This is production.
Yeah.
I'm going to blame this one on Jerry. Jerry, you're taking the fall for this one.
Oh, it's just,
like,
yeah, I mean, you can kind of see Sheena's eyes, though. She did look a little fearful. She's like, what?
I mean, like, it's a great storyline because Sheena absolutely annihilates herself with this storyline. It couldn't have been handled worse.
Lala drove me nuts a lot this episode, but I also found myself like, yes! Like, when she's like, she decided to tell Katie first because she doesn't want to give Sheena time to paint the pretty little picture. I'm like, that is so Sheena, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I thought it was really shady as Sheena's now best friend. I'm like, you should probably give your girl a heads up. I don't know. I think I would want my friend to give me a heads up. You know.
Yeah, I don't know what I would have done with that. Like, if she's such good friends with Sheena, she should have given her the heads up first.
Yeah, but I made better TV to tell Katie first.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
As a friend, I would have been pissed off, but as a viewer, I'm down with it.
I just want to also just point out that if you look at Schwartz's energy at the acai bowl place, juice place, whatever it was, his energy is so Joe energy. Like, he, the goofy look on his face, he's like, he's just like her.
Well, with the second he realized Lala, she's like, you haven't told Katie? She's like, oh, you're toast or you're dead. He puts it, you know, he does the, like, hand over his eyes thing. Oh, shucks. Looks down. But you can see he's, like, laughing and smirking while he's pretending to be like, oh, no, don't tell her. But he's laughing.
What did you think of his explanation of the type of benders that he likes to go on? Sometimes he likes to do drugs. Sometimes he likes to drink. Sometimes he likes to meditate and drink smoothies.
Drink juice and then just fall apart in a couple days.
Yeah, like have some vitamin B. I don't know.
Yeah, and well, he hasn't had any of that because in his after show look with Jax and Sandoval, I'm like, what is wrong with him? He's like flushed and yellow. He looks like he has jaundice. And yet like a little glowy, like he's sweating, like detoxing. He looks unwell.
I mean, knock on wood, maybe we shouldn't even say that because I feel like his brother had a problem with his, like, whatever. Mm. It's not the first time I've heard people say that about him, and that worries me.
Yeah, no, I know there was that theory a few years ago, like, he's doing stuff, but he just
looked like, unwell. No, like, I saw there was, like, this giant post about how he, like, literally looked like he had jaundice.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm not making fun of it or light of it, but he does. He looks unwell. Like, there's something up. His skin tone was all off, and...
Yeah.
He, it wasn't excessive, what do you call this stuff? That makes you glow.
Oh,
highlighter?
Like bronze? Highlighter. Yeah.
You know, it wasn't that. It was, you could tell it was, like, sweat, but not, like, working out sweat. It was, like, detoxing sweat.
Yes.
Like, a little greasy. But, well, I hope he's well.
Like, I just, when he described that, it's like, I was laughing. I thought it was kind of funny. But then I was like, I hope he really is taking care of himself because, you know, you can't do that forever. And it's probably not healthy to be going on benders like that.
Yeah, you're shocking your body a lot.
Yeah.
So Lala tells Katie, but she kind of rebrands it. And she's like, Schwartz and Sheena made out a few years ago in Vegas. A few? Like, what? That would be then during their marriage. Why don't you just say 11 or 12 years ago, please? You need to clarify that. Everyone, like Schwartz later on, he's like, God, Katie's just like a dog with a bone and won't let it go. Like, she's all, just drop it. You're all over this. It's like, I never heard Katie raise her voice once or get angry. I thought she handled it quite well with both of them.
Yeah.
She was very chill and calm. I was just like, wow, I wish I would have known. Like, my life might be entirely different. Like, if she had truly broken up with Schwartz like she said she would have, who knows where the show would be, if it would still be on. They probably wouldn't be married. Probably neither of them would be on the show. Like, who knows what the show would be right now. It's yeah. Very weird.
Yeah. Also, like, I feel like I am in denial about time as well. Like, 2013 doesn't seem as long ago. That, like, that is a freaking long time ago. But I remember exactly when that was. You know what I mean? I'm just like, oh my God. Time on this show really has gone by.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So, did you catch this part at Hotel Ziggy when Schwartz and Joe get there? He's like, hey, should we do, like, some shots? And Joe kind of mumbles, like, to the bartender. She's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because he's like, do you want any kind? Or what kind do you want? And Joe's like, just give me the cheapest one. Like, oh, relatable.
Yeah.
Like, because she didn't know if Tom was going to pay or not. She's like, just give me the cheapest one, please. And he's like, oh, I don't know. How about some Patron? I'm like, well, I hope you're paying. Because, you know.
Yeah.
Girlfriend needs some help. Oh, my God. Ariana looked fire. That dress looked so good on her.
It did look so good. And it was so, I thought it was so cute for, like, the Hotel Ziggy look they were all trying to do.
Yeah, Sheena's looked like the hotel as well.
Uh-huh.
And I guess Lala's. Katie, there's always something, right? Like, I love those little glittery fishnetty boot things she had. But, you know, she's always got to do it with her Katie creation, so.
Yes.
She's consistently Katie. That's just all.
She really is.
Yeah, that's all you have to say about it.
There was this one scene, if you still haven't watched or you're going to do a rewatch, right after Ariana arrives, she's like, where are my girls? And, like, she's talking to the girls, and they kind of pan over to Joe and Billy Lee. And I believe Schwartz, like, walks up to them. There's a moment where Joe is, like, smiling that, like, he's coming over. But then she looks, like, directly into the camera. Like like you're not supposed to do. You know, like, yeah. It's...
like Summer Moon did last week.
Yes, I'll have to... Maybe I'll post it because it's really... It's just, like, it's such a... It's like, aw, like, that's such a cute little rookie mistake, you know?
Yeah, rookie move.
Yeah.
Well, I loved when Ariana walked in and Sandoval looked at her, and it wasn't totally, because nobody could ever measure up to the look Danny Zuko gave Sandy, like when she was running off from the race in the sewer, and he just had that look. It was a mini version of that. I'm like, yes, she's looking killer. He's like, damn. And then he even says it. He's like, wow, that's a really good dress on her. She looks really good. Like, yes. Powerful moment.
And he's like, I'm going to try and talk to her, you know, about the house and stuff.
I feel like, again, he's another one who I don't think he would get in there and tell Ariana what to wear, but we know that Sandoval loves planning outfits and he loves planning how, you know, everyone's going to look. So for him to give her that compliment, that was, like, very sad. Like, I had satisfaction watching that scene because I was like, haha, she does look good.
Okay, so I get Sheena hating Joe because complicit, but then double dating and the whole Big Bear thing we all discovered. But then if you hate, just stay away from them. You know, you don't need to go taunt them. What did you think about, like, the hat bullying?
I didn't like it.
And you know what? Like, the hairdresser thing, like, show your work. Like, most hairdressers don't do their own hair. Just like a designer like Michael Kors, all he ever wore was black because his creative mind is so focused on creating, he has nothing left for himself. So, like, your clients are more important than, I mean, I get, you know, there's obviously you want your hairdresser to, like, not have effed up hair, but come on. It was a little dramatic.
I mean, I haven't seen her go and pull off Schwartz's hat. Like, he was wearing a Schwartz and Sandy's hat, like, when he has been filming, and she didn't go pull his off. I don't know. I think not even thinking about the show and, like, that it was, like, an interesting scene, I think it was triggering because, you know, like, when you want to wear a hat and then you kind of have, like, hat hair, and so you don't want to take the hat off, if someone grabbed it off me, I would flip out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I didn't like it.
First
and then,
of all, don't touch my body without my permission.
Yes. And then she kind of, like, I thought Joe, like, stayed calm, and she's like, oh, like, I just, my hair's oily right now, so that's why I have it on. Can I please have it back? You know, like, she kept her cool, and, like, they still kept at it. And it was just, like, I didn't like it.
And, like, that's why I was like, who is Sheena's friend Madison? I realize Sheena has 56 best friends, but, like, this is a new one for me. For her to be so comfortable and be one of the ones hiding the hat and not letting her have it back, I'm like, who are you? You just got here.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even Katie or someone that, like, has a right to be mad at Joe.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, shoot. Like, I am also not opposed to being mad at Joe for knowing about everything that happened. Like, I've brought that up numerous times. Like, why isn't she catching more shit for this?
Yeah.
But,
that Raquel didn't name her, but it was very clear she knew. We saw her in action. She was there the night the phone dropped. She was there with us at the Bourbon Room. She was there with us at the Canyon Club. In multiple cities, we were around Joe and Rachel. Like, she knew, yes. But at the same time, like I said, Rachel's still friends with her. She didn't want to throw her friend under the bus the way Lala threw Sheena under the bus.
Right.
So I have some kind of, I guess, sick appreciation for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. But, yeah, it was sad. She obviously felt upset. Like, she was, like, there with closing her ears. Even though it was clear, she probably couldn't hear what they were saying. I think she was trying to, like, block out all the sound and, like, focus for a minute, maybe meditate, take some deep breaths.
Oh, I think she could hear them talking shit, and she was covering her ears.
Oh,
I don't know. I mean, I feel like every woman can relate to, like, maybe being in a situation where there is another group of people that are, like, looking at you or making you feel a certain way, and you're like, ugh. Like, you just feel like, I would like to plug my ears when that's happening. Like, the fact that she did that, I was like, oh.
Well, I mean, they're calling her a rat girl and a crackhead.
Yeah.
Katie mostly. Like, I did then, I guess, get Ariana's perspective when she's like, she came to my home for Thanksgiving when she was part of this. It's like, ugh, that is really gross.
Yeah.
So, get it.
Yeah. But. And then as far as, like, the girls, like, they're, like, trying to paint them, like, the core group are, like, the mean girls, and then Billy Lee and Joe are on the other side, and I don't think it's fair to even act like they are equal to each other, because these people are only coming in because of Scandoval. Like, they would not have been asked on the show without that, and so I think the girls are kind of giving them a hard time, and I don't think it's nice, but I don't think it's unfair. Like, I've seen them, it is what they do, so I don't know.
Yeah.
And Katie even says it. She's like, I'm glad she's uncomfortable. And I saw some people bring up, too, you know, as far as Joe goes, this is her first time filming. It's her first time having the cameras around. You know, it's her first time, you know, she's breaking down on camera. I don't know. I think she just kind of lost control here.
Not to, like, compare, because there is absolutely no comparison, but a little bit. She's like, a little dash of Laura Lee in there.
Of of Joe?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Just the quirky, she's outcasted, but like, yeah.
This was the first, I guess this was like a little bit more, because Ronnie was like, yay, I can't wait to see Spooky Joe. Like, she's like a fan of Joe. Like, it's like comedy relief for her when she comes on the screen. And yeah. She sat down to watch this one, and she was like, oh. Like, she didn't, you know, she was like, what is going, like, she didn't like her getting bullied or whatever. So she only saw that first little part. She hasn't seen anything else, but... Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, that's kind of how I felt too. Like, Joe definitely wasn't, the comedy relief of this episode.
Yeah. All right. So Katie and Lala are telling Ariana about the Sheena Schwartz thing. And while they're doing that, Sandoval walks up and addresses Ariana. So that was weird. Hey, did you get the letter? And then she just kind of gives them, ices them out.
Now, I thought a moment when he approached her and, like, they had, like, an exchange would be much more satisfying than this. It was good TV. It was interesting to watch. But I was left feeling like, oh. Because, again, like, I don't disagree with Ariana's... boundary, I guess, with him. You know, it's like, I think mm-hmm. it's fair that she doesn't want to talk to him, and he keeps on trying to skirt around that and to just be his, like, normal, hey, you know, like, dude, you can't just, like, do what you want. Like, he has no give and take with her. Nothing.
Yeah. I'm surprised Ariana didn't know about this rumor, because she was with her on that trip. Don't you think she would have gone back and been like, oh my God, you're never going to believe what just happened? Also, for the fact that Sheena knew Ariana's secret about the Golden Nugget kiss and held that lie for Ariana all those years, don't you think she would have, like, given Ariana, like, that secret back to hold, so they both had, like, a secret on each other? You know what I mean? But yeah. Ariana didn't say she knew. What if it comes out that Ariana did know? I could see this at the reunion. Like, Sheena's like, Ariana knew. I told her. I went right back to those bleachers and told her that minute. Then Katie's going to get mad at Ariana. Like, why didn't you tell me you knew? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't think that happens, because it seems like the teams are still split.
Yeah.
Lala and Sheena over here. Katie and Ariana are over there. Post-reunion.
Yep.
I can't handle Sandoval's dangly earrings. As he comes over and talks to T.
Hi! I really like your dress.
It's like, it's just like a plain blue spandex dress.
Yeah.
Like, she looks great. But he's like, oh! I don't know. And then Katie tells Sheena, and Sheena's just, yeah, starts to scramble. What did you think of Sheena's reaction? Well, I was in Vegas with Ariana and my mom. It was Courtney's cheer competition. It was like in high school. And I was like, then he pulled me in a back corner, because it was like, it was after season one. So some people noticed. I thought he was just going to tell me something. And he wanted to, like, she was like ready.
There were so many things that made, like, you know, when someone gives too many details, like this yeah. was that, like when she yeah. started out with my mom and Courtney and I were at a cheer competition. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, Shay and I just got engaged. I don't know. I
didn't tell her because Katie was mean. She was Tequila Katie back then. And
I didn't want to tell her. By the way, your man wanted me in Vegas. Like, she spins it to where she's making it look like A, Schwartz was, like, aggressive towards her and, like, took a kiss without consent. Which she clears that up later, but that's truly how she's painting it. Like, she was just happened to be there and he just laid it on her.
She did have a lot of details at the ready. Whereas if it was truly, you know, 11, 12 years ago, she'd be like, what did Schwartz say? And then Katie tells. And she goes, oh my God, are you kidding? She's like, that is so stupid. This is a stupid little thing. A decade ago, I can't even believe he would bring that up. It was nothing. Like, wouldn't that be your reaction? But instead, she had all of her, like, excuses ready.
Yeah, or hold on, like, let me, like, think back to, like, what happened. Like, I don't, like, I need a second. Like, yeah. I just feel like that would be more natural than being, like, yeah, ready to go with, well, actually, here's what happened. Like you've been waiting for that for literally 11 years?
It was in the southeast corner of the bleachers in gymnasium 4A.
Well, even when like Ariana's like the carpet was red, like that's a really weird detail to remember. Like it just is.
I do get that they wouldn't remember the casino because all those competitions are usually at the casinos that you end up at.
Yeah.
You know, like the ones in Henderson or off strip, so you don't remember the name.
Yeah, or like that convention that Sheena was at. Like, what the hell place was that?
Oh, yeah. That was at, like,
South Point.
South Point or the M. Yeah. Right.
Totally.
Speaking of string cheese, I had to get change for the valet, so I bought a string cheese at Starbucks, and it was $2.47. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh my gosh.
What kind of profit margin is that, you greedy bastards? You no wonder you can afford to pay health insurance to your employees. Charging $2.47 for string cheese you're getting at Restaurant Depot for probably like 15 cents.
So when do you think that, because they both said like, or Schwartz was like, Sheena joked about it over the holiday. So over Christmas?
Yeah.
Like, that's like another weird point of like time to bring up. Like well, it's just bizarre.
The fact and then that they're joking about it and that they have an inside joke. Yes, I would get the ick to like Katie and then knowing like Katie had her as a bridesmaid, knowing you and your husband her, you know, share this secret is very icky.
Sheena
was almost kicked out of that wedding. She made it by the skin of her teeth.
Yeah, and I feel like this is one of those things where, like, when you find out about something like this, it's like, okay, you know, but then you start going down, like, the rabbit hole, and you're like, you start thinking about all these, like, hold on, like, I remember when I said this, or she could have told me here, or, so I don't blame Katie for spiraling a little bit.
No, not at all. And if I was Shay, I'd probably spiral a little bit watching this. He probably doesn't watch anymore. I mean, I'm sure he's over it, but it's just like, yo, Schwartz, I was like your friend at the time, and here's where I'm confused. Was it during the cheer competition, or was it like later that night they were all out? Why was Schwartz there? Because if it was during the cheer competition, it's not like he's wasted. He's like, Sheena, come over here at the bleachers. And, like, that's weird. But maybe it was, like, they were just out later and Schwartz happened to be in town. Like, what point at night? Because it would be weird if he was, like...
And I feel like they picked a perfect year where we can't go back and search social media. Because any other year, we probably could have. But that's, like, right before, like, really we could do some damage.
I actually feel like I remember them being in there for the cheer competition. That's when I was going a lot. It wasn't clear what time of day. She kind of made it seem like it was during the cheer thing and that some people recognized them, so they went off in the corner. Like,
even that comment had me like rolling my eyes. Like, she had to add that in. You know what I mean? Like, people were starting, it was early, but people were recognizing us.
Like, she had to add in the A-list celebrity again last week.
Yes.
What's that article? I think it's an old article they're recycling up again, but like how John Mayer denies it.
Yes.
Okay, well, we have that. We have Lala spending a lot of time with Sandoval. And then we have the Maya story. Okay, so I heard Anne's side of that, and it conflicts with what they say on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So on the show, Ariana said she left to run errands and came back and had to let Maya out. She got locked in the room and then ended up eating all her takeout. And I'm like, well, first of all, I want to say if you're leaving, don't leave stuff out like that if your pet is known to do that. But I guess in her mind, she closes her door and it's supposed to remain shut. But then Sandoval had to go in there with the AC repairman because the vents and stuff are in her, or the, he said the thermostat's in her room.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to go into the master room. Well, I would assume Sandoval or Anne would have texted Ariana saying, hey, we have to go into your room to fix the AC, blah, blah, blah. If that didn't happen, okay, I have a different. And then I'm actually surprised they didn't put Maya outside when the repairman's there. You know how they usually want you to do that with a dog?
Yeah.
But
they're probably working on the unit outside, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So then either Sandoval or the AC guy shut her door and, like, left Maya in the room, and then Maya ate the leftovers. Okay, well, put your leftovers in the fridge, first of all. But probably would have ate something else by the sound of it. I don't know that that's, like, Sandoval being an abusive, neglectful co-dog owner or roommate. Certainly, you know, not responsible. I get that. But if Maya has, like, on her watch eaten 500 laxatives, hair dye, some 500 laxatives, how could the dog survive that? That's crazy. But then, okay, so Ariana said she was away, right? So then on Anne's podcast, she said, because they were talking about the grunting and screaming, right?
Yeah.
And she goes, I locked myself in a room. And yeah, and then later, like, Ariana and I were laughing and talking about that, going, what is that? What could they possibly be doing down there? So I was like, so you were there. So maybe she was there for the first half and then left.
Yeah.
But then she would have had to walk past him in the living room where they were doing their scream therapy. It just, there's a lot of details that aren't adding up and people are telling different stories. So then Anne continues to say, then Anne left and came back and found Maya. She heard some whimpering, and so she opened Ariana's door because she knew Ariana wasn't there because her car was gone. And so maybe Ariana went left and ran errands after Anne left. And then Anne left the, let the dog out. It's just a lot of different stories. So I don't know what's true. I don't know what to believe.
Hmm.
But do you blame Sandoval? Do you think it's an accident? What are your thoughts?
My first thought was she shouldn't have had the takeout in her room. But then I was thinking, you know, she runs in there and doesn't leave. And right. So it would be normal for her to, like, put her trash down the next morning, which, I mean, I've done that before. I don't think it's like, I don't think it's like, that makes her a slob or whatever.
Or to, like, if she left, put it in the trash outside when you're next to the trash cans.
Yes, yes.
Because
I don't know.
You can't go in the fridge anymore if you got it the night before. Because she said she got it the night before. So, and it was chicken. So it's not like she was waiting to put it in the fridge because...
Yeah, she was
and
done.
She, and she has that mini fridge, doesn't she, in her room?
She does.
Yeah, put it there. I'm just
lying. I have a feeling it probably was straight up trash. Like she just hadn't taken it out yet, you know, and then the dog got it. I don't know. I think it's a good thing she moved her animals out of there. Like I don't
yes.
think that he could be trusted. I think that, you know, if something
happened, the cat out.
Yeah. And if something happened, it's like how I feel. Like some of Ronnie's friends are like starting to drive, like the teenagers on her team are like driving. And it's like, there's no way in hell, even though I love these kids, like she's not getting in the car with them because they would get into a car accident. And then they just be like, oh, sorry. Like it was an accident. Sorry, your daughter's dead. You know, like, it's like, that's not worth it to me. And that's what Sandoval would say. He'd be like, sorry, I was having a pool party and someone left the back gate open. Your dog ran out.
Yeah. Like, that's... Sorry, your dog dead. By the way, the same day I'm going to sleep with one of your good friends.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he doesn't care. I definitely wouldn't trust him either that he would leave a pet outside or forget to feed them or whatnot. But that's where you can have a pet sitter. But
totally. And I don't think that, like, Sandoval is, like, an animal hater. I don't think that he, like, is capable of caring for something up to the standard that Ariana wants him to.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah, he's not going to hurt an animal.
No.
Except for hurt by neglect.
Yeah.
Or accidental, like, not being responsible.
Yeah.
All right. So, what did you think of the scream therapy?
The scream therapy was possibly the worst moment I've ever seen on any Bravo show. And I'm even going to go further to say on any show I've ever seen. Any show, movie, anything. And this is coming from someone who I literally cried for hours and thought I was going to hell after seeing The Exorcist. Like, I thought, like, that's it. I just put, like, the worst image in my brain, and now that's it. I'm going to hell. This was worse than that. So as it was happening, I was like, I can't, but, like, I want to turn the channel. I want to turn it down. I want to fast forward. And then it just kept getting worse. And then he sits up and he's like, that was great. It almost feels like an orgasm. Like, so it was like, it's like, I thought he was like I thought this, like, you know, like, maybe from that horrible sound that I just endured, maybe, like, it's curing his, you know, his way, his evil ways or whatever. But then he sits up and then I couldn't help it. I could not help it. I was just thinking, like, is that how he would, like, scream with Raquel? Like, it was...
Yeah, I'm not even
And you could see how he was, like, tightening his muscles and, like, getting off on it. Like, he was, like yeah, using his stomach muscles and literally, like, like, I can't.
Who would you most want to hear having sex? Him, Schwartz, James, or Jax? Or Peter?
Oh my god. That's a really hard question.
Jax would be like, and then James would be like...
Well, Jax, I just think of his, like, volcano dick, and, like, I can't. And James then...
Like, James would be, like, laughing because
James, I would want to watch because I would want to see, like, if he was going to bite.
Yeah. Oh, you naughty, naughty biter.
And then Schwartz, I may be interested in hearing because I feel like he would, like, be like, oh, ooh. And like, his comments would be so ridiculous.
That's funny. Like, I didn't know that was possible.
Yeah. He's like, oh, did you like that? I kind of liked that. Was that anyone ever done that before?
Like, he's not going to be like, you really like that, don't you, you jerk? He's going to be like, oh,
he's like,
did you like that?
Yeah, he's like, did you know that you can go to places and put your feet in grapes and make wine? Like, it's what? Gonna be
conversational sex.
Yes. Yes.
Educational conversation.
Do you want to have a ding dong after this?
And then Peter's going to do, like, a Tarzan.
I feel like
he's going to pound his chest while he does it.
I feel like Peter would be like, can you pull my ponytail?
Oh, yeah. Pull it. Pull it. Oh, pull it. Pull it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so Lala comes over. She's looking a little scared.
I'm sorry. I know that I, like, we're going to probably get comments. You guys don't even like this show. The fact that producer Jerry had Lala mic'd up and had her walk in to the home right at the peak of Sandoval going, and then Lala walks in and she's like, she has, like, the Billy Lee look and she's like,
Yeah, it doesn't like knock. It doesn't tell Ariana she's coming when Ariana was there part of the time. So like, that's rude. Anyways, go on.
No, it. You're right. Yeah, it was just they're planning this too much. They're trying to write what they think we want to see, and they're getting it wrong.
Yeah,
they're getting it wrong.
Well, she sits down and tells him, like, it's not about you, it's about me, and triggered, and I hate straight men now, and, you know, this was more than just last year, and you never texted me back when I said congratulations, and you never asked how I was doing after I went through what I went through, and, like, just she starts, like, almost sobbing, and just talking about how, like, no one goes through what I had to deal with and have to deal with, and I was like, are we still there? Like, I understand you have a child with this person. This person is not Chris Watts. He didn't kill. He's not in prison. He is very undesirable as a husband. We have to give him the benefit of the doubt of being a father. His children seem happy, but of course he's only going to post happy. But the court has not taken or reduced his role as a father. I don't know. I just feel like, it's not like it was that bit. And what happened? Was he effing your best friend for 7 months and having Thanksgiving with you while doing so? Or was he walking across the street in Nashville with a couple chicks and then your life was just torn apart after you yourself were the cause of his previous divorce being that girl that you're now leaving him for? You know, like, and it's also, like, been several years. So at what point do we have to, like, I don't know. I feel like she didn't get her sob story last year, so she's trying to make it happen this year. And it's just like a little too much time has passed.
Absolutely. I was so, yeah, she's going on and she's like pouring out her heart. I mean, you could look at it as like a nice moment between them, a nice moment when she's being super vulnerable. She's talking about it again. Like, I feel like, you know, in the next scene, she's like, are we really doing this sandwich thing again? It's like, we could say the same thing to you, Lala, about are we doing this Randall thing again? Because we've already done it. And we're repeating it. But what I thought was the craziest part of this was she's going on and she's like, you know, I don't even know who I am anymore. That was really hard for me. And I just wanted to say, you know, that I'm sorry and that I know, you know, I know what it's like. And he's like, thank you. He literally, rather than like mirroring back to her and going, you know what, Lala, mm-hmm. I didn't realize what you went through. And I appreciate you sharing that because, you know, maybe
I don't know what it's like to have a kid.
And yeah, like saying like, you know what, like maybe in a year or so, I'll be able to talk about this in a healing way like you are. Maybe I will see the other side of that. But rather than saying that and like meeting her in the middle, he straight up takes the apology and says thank you like it's owed to him.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what he believes. He does believe that he's owed.
He does. Apologies. He does.
Okay, before we get into the sandwich thing, I just have to ask you, would you eat bananas on avocado toast?
Okay, ever since she said that, I hope that's a poll question.
It is.
Okay, great. I love avocado and I love banana, but I have never thought of pairing them together. And even now, as I'm sitting here, like thinking of each thing, I don't know.
And now, a double mush.
Now I have to try it. It seems like baby foodish to me, but
it's like. But I guess if you, oftentimes they put an egg on top, so that's also double mush.
Yeah.
Do you know what Michaela gets that I always think is so bizarre, and I still have yet to try it? Is at the Dairy Queen a banana mint shake?
Oh.
She says it's her whole family gets like. Her dad and her son. I'm like, that just sounds weird and it doesn't sound like it would go. But you know what? Like, I mean, of course, I love anything peanut butter, but they also have these peanut butter burgers at this place in my hometown. And it's like one of the best things I've ever had. And now I found other places that have them. And It's so sometimes a weird thing. Like peanut butter on a burger, that sounds disgusting, but it's delicious.
I remember when we all went and got a burger. I forget what the place was called, but Chad got that burger and he loved it.
Oh, really? The one in
Yeah.
Vegas?
No, it was in Huntington. We went with you. What was that? It was called, shoot, I forget the name of it.
Oh, the on the side street?
On like Adams.
Oh, the with all like the 50 burgers and
Yeah,
50 beers.
50-50 Slater.
Slater's.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think they still have one on beach.
It closed.
That one closed too?
Yeah.
I think the one down here closed too. Yeah.
Everyone's going down.
Okay, so yes, I agreed with Lala. This is one of the times I agreed with her on this show. Where this is ex why did, they could have just pulled footage from last year. They didn't even need to shoot this. They could have saved a lot of money. Like, why do we? Yes, we saw the interior, so that was nice. It's very cute, but they literally had the same exact sandwiches.
And we see the interior in the beginning of the show, like their opening credit. I don't know. I feel like they threw everyone a bone to show the sandwich shop again. And for people who haven't really been paying close attention, they may have been like, "Oh wow, look it, they're doing a tasting. It's getting close." If you're not like an avid watcher like us, you wouldn't know.
Like they did this tasting with the same exact sandwiches. I love how Penny's like, "Who's coming? Lisa. Lisa's right. Lisa's coming." I feel like Penny is very much,
Obsessed.
yes.
I was talking to a friend today, and I was saying I heard that something about her is going to open up in ghost kitchens, similar to like Mr. Beast Burger. He created like a burger place, and they opened like Ronnie wanted to order it, and we ordered from Uber Eats, and it came from the Black Angus down the street from our house. That's where they cooked it, and
Are
then
you
his
serious?
yeah, and then his burger came to us, and that's what they do. They use kitchens, around the world or whatever, and that's how they serve their food. And that is what I heard that something about her is gonna do. And my friend was like, "That's people don't want to have like a shitty sandwich delivered to them from Uber
So,
Eats. They want to go to the shop and see the
yeah.
girls. Like, that's the whole point."
So I heard that too, and but I didn't know all the details that you're saying right now. So I had imagined it's Chef Penny and whoever they hire to do the day-to-day sandwich making would be in like in a little industrial space, like a caterer would be. And then, then they partner with Uber Eats and DoorDash or whatever. But are you saying that they just like source out and be like the Black Angus cook team is going to make this
Yes.
sandwich?
So
Well, they don't know.
it would open. Well, this is what I heard, and I again, this like I have no maybe I had maybe I dreamt this, but I swear that I read it said this way they can open up like in many states right now. So it's kind of like a bigger rollout, and then they can, they're get it because they're it's a way around with dealing with whatever they're dealing with. So I don't know
There's
if
no
that's true.
consistency or quality control that way. Like
And I
every
lit
sandwich is going to be different.
the other thing is, I swear to God, the day before your birthday, there was an account either on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok, one of them, I don't know where I was, and the girl was eating the sandwich. Like, she ordered it and got it. So I don't know if
See.
maybe someone was doing a parody. I don't know.
So I don't know how Starbucks currently is. I think they license because I know there's some like in a hotel or the airport are different than like corporate. But years ago, my sister was looking to like open a coffee franchise. She went out there. They refused. They did not franchise at all. No private franchises because they did not want it to affect their quality control consistency on how exactly precise each cup of coffee is made.
Right.
And this is why. So, I don't need someone at the Black Angus making a sandwich and then someone at McDonald's making a sandwich and then someone at like a nice restaurant. It's like there's no way they can. I mean, I guess it is just a sandwich, but they're
So,
going to have specialty products like their homemade pesto or something. I don't
and that's so Mr.
know.
th this Mr. Beast, like he's like this giant YouTube influencer. He started it. He started like one shop, I want to say in like LA, where he was kind of overseeing, and then he moved to the Uber Eats ghost kitchen thing. And it ended up not going well because he didn't have the quality control over, you know, his product. And so although he did sell like a giant volume, like it ended up getting out of control because he had no control over it. So it seems to, I would assume the same problem would happen. But it is kind of a solution to, you know, try to test yes. and see.
I think it would be a good temporary solution to yes. start like making money and then, but still proceed with the plan. But
and also, I also feel like it would like quiet the crowds a little bit because people are starting to get like really fed up and like the jokes are really, you know.
The tide is turning. You yeah. can see even on Ariana, they're like, enough with her, pity party. It's like, whoa. So, yeah, they need to jump on this. But as we told you last week, we heard one of the holdups now is because Chef Penny owns the trademark. Katie and Ariana do not. So they were probably hashing out contract terms and what kind of percentage Penny gets of merch or profits or locations or franchises, you know what I mean? Like, she's got them by the balls a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're eating the sandwiches, and then Schwartz is like, what about, like, a real, like, a killer hangover sandwich? And she's like, he wants a manwich! She's like, he wants a Slappy Joe!
That was hilarious.
I literally, like, gasped. And then the person that laughed the most, of course, is James. James loves when people laugh at his joke.
Yes.
Yeah, that was... that made me want a Sloppy Joe, actually.
Yeah. Chad is always trying... Like, anytime I'm like, what should we have for dinner? He's like, I don't know, Sloppy Joes? I'm like, Sloppy Joes? Like, it must have been, like, a comfort food for him as a child or something. I don't know.
Well, they're very easy, so you really should say yes more often.
Well, and the kids do like them. You know, it's a comfort food.
It's cheap and easy.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, just leave it in the crock pot all day.
Okay, I guess we're having Sloppy Joe's tomorrow.
It's your lunch. It's your dinner.
Yeah.
So James says... Turns out something about her's turning just like Tweedledee and Tweedle-Little Dick. Schwartz and Sandy's. Tweedle-Little Dick.
I mean, the jokes are fair. Like, even though, like, it was, like, annoying that they were cracking up, you know, it's like, sorry, like, we crack jokes about Tom-Tom, we crack jokes about Schwartz and Sandy's, like, now it's something about her.
Yeah. Okay, so then they take these sandwiches over to Sub because there's no way Lisa could possibly step out 5 feet for 5 minutes and leave Sir unattended. Whatever, they bring them over to her to try. They put them on this little, the outdoor, it's like a side piece end table, and it's wobbly as shit.
I swear she said it like one of the little foots on a plate, and the other one was on the table, so it was like, whoop.
Yeah, I'm like, put it at a proper table where she's actually going to sit and eat them.
And you know how quickly that bread is going to freaking get hard as hell?
It's outside.
As soon as it hits that air, it's sitting there for a while until Lisa is ready to take a bite. And
the flies are going to fly in.
And the bread is just turning into a brick.
Yeah.
And even as Lisa, like, tries to take a bite, she's all, and Ariana's like, well, the bread would be fresh and, like, toasted every day. But right now it's not, so enjoy eating that brick.
So, of course, they feel the need to tell their best friends, Ken and Lisa, about Schwartz and Sheena.
Yes.
That's just what best friends do. They're like, what? Schwartzy and Sheena's? And he's like, and another in a hot tub?
Yeah.
So then Schwartz comes over and spills some espresso martinis all over the table, like the mess he is. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're just telling Lisa. Like, they're just literally giving him, like razzing him a little bit, like giving him a little shit. But it wasn't, like, anything intense. And he's like, that's it. This again, Katie? this is why I do it. You can't let it. Like, he's the one that kind of overreact, runs over to the bar. Oh, who's there? Bro, Brocky. What great timing. What's wrong, mate? You're sweating. Oh, you know, Katie won't let it go.
I just got roasted.
Yeah. And then Brock's like, she's on her high horse. I'm going to knock her right off of it. Brock's going to go knock the spark out of Katie. I swear.
He's all, I'm telling you, she needs to get off her high horse. Like,
That seems so staged and planned. How
convenient. He's all, Katie left with someone in your friend group. It's your boy, bro.
Max?
No, Max? 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 She fucked him?
I mean, it's just kind of funny. That is a poll question. Like, okay, I'm going to ask you. Do you think she did it because she was just drunk and horny and why the fuck not? Or she did it for, like, sweet revenge? Or a little bit of both?
I'm going to say a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
I think the onus is more on him. He is Schwartz's boy, his best friend. That's fucked up of him to do. Him and Katie, they've been divorced, split for 2 years. He already broke the code by, you know, entertaining the Raquel thing and the Joe thing, because Joe was in the friend circle. Let us not forget. Katie said, you know, anytime they'd go to Kristen's or anything, Joe would be there. So it's like, and we knew Joe was at all of Sandoval's shows, so she was very much in the friend circle too. So Schwartz technically broke it twice.
Just really quick, going back to Lisa, I was not patting myself on the back, but I definitely was smiling and nodding along when Lisa said that, you know, regarding the sandwich shop, that they can't get it together. They've had their lease for so long, and they're going to have to sell a shit ton of sandwiches to make it work. And I found that very satisfying, because we've been saying, screaming that from the rooftops. Why have they been paying on this expensive ass lease to just have it sitting there?
And also, they do have a liquor license, but I don't know if that's liquor or just wine and beer. Most restaurants are making their money off, unless you have maybe a 5-star or something, making their money off the liquor.
But guess what? If they don't have the liquor license and that's holding them up, open without liquor. Who cares?
They have it. Katie said they have it.
Well, then what the fuck is the holdup?
Penny. The trademark. So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so he's saying, Brock is saying, like, she has double standards. I don't think it's the same thing. I don't think... Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
No. And also that this whole Sheena thing, he's like, and, you know, what happened way back, it's like, way back when, Katie and Schwartz have been dating for years and living together. They were living together when we first were introduced to them, and this is after the show had already aired, and Sheena was engaged. It's like, no, that's nothing to sneeze at, Brocky.
It's not.
Yeah. It's like, what other lies is she going to find out about?
Yeah.
So, okay. They both said Max and Katie were flirting when they went out, and that's what caused Sheena to... Because I'm like, if you said you sent them off in an Uber together, why would you need to check that he got home? Like, he's a grown-ass man. They're in, like, the valley. Like, come on. That was a little weird that she's like, I just wanted to make sure he's okay. Well, Katie says on the after show, she's like, she didn't want to check to make sure I was okay. Did you see what Sheena posted today?
No.
Or yesterday? A screenshot of her text with Katie saying, please text me when you get home so I know you're okay. And then a reply from Katie, I'm home.
Oh my God.
So Sheena did check on Katie too. She must not have Katie's location. So she texted her and then tracked, what's his face? Why not just text your friend too? It is a little weird. that you're tracking these people. But obviously, and then you check him in the morning when you already know he's okay. You checking in the morning, that's because you are having fun right now.
She's nosy.
Yeah. She's being Kristen with the Uber receipts when James...
My biggest issue with this isn't that she checked the location or anything like that. My biggest issue is her saying that she... They felt a little vibe between them. They thought they felt a little something going on. And so she was just curious. Like, that's what she was saying, right? Like, she was like, what? I was just wondering. So just from that little interaction, she could tell that something was up. But for 7 fucking months, she couldn't tell something was up with Raquel and Tom. After we have video proof of them like fully flirting together right in front of our faces, and we weren't with them half the time.
She did track their locations because she talked about it on our podcast that she noticed when Raquel turned off her location tracking. She said Raquel had stopped like hanging out with Sheena as much, and she like tracked her. I think it was the Big Bear weekend. Raquel was smart enough to turn her location off.
But before that, her and Sheena were extremely close. They've talked about that. So you're telling me that Sheena has these spidey senses, but not with Raquel and Tom.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't add up.
It's just strange. I'm not trying to say Sheena definitely knew. I'm just saying you can't say on one hand you can suspect something from these people and then be completely oblivious to the others when we have been at events and like clearly saw the chemistry after the fact. You know what I'm like? But we're not even friends with them.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so then we have Ariana desperately needing some water. Sheena going to yell at Brock, and Sheena's like, who is that? Like, who did Sandoval bring? Is she just a rando? I'm like, and I hate when they do that, when they're like,
I hate
she's just
that.
A fan or just a rando. And it's like,
all of your friends are.
Yes. How about she's just another person that's not kissing up to your ass in hopes of being on the show? Well, she's maybe kissing up Sandoval's ass to get her song released, and it worked.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So then Ariana says, how old are you? And she's like 25. She's like, makes sense. Like, I would have been like, excuse me? I would have maybe stepped to her. Because that's kind of like, And then she tells him, like, he's a 41-year-old narcissist. You're in danger. You're the prize. He's not the prize. She handled it well.
She did. I thought, I don't think she could have handled it any better. Like, she stood there, she listened, it was awkward, and she did it.
It was just very staged.
Yes.
And cute. Walk up, Ariana, okay? Turn to T.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So then they do that. They come back. Sheena comes back after yelling at Brock. She's pissed off that he told Schwartz. And here's where I feel for Katie. Katie had no heads up. Katie's personal private sex life is being aired out, not just in front of the restaurant and all the people listening, the group of people they're with, which you could tell were like a mixed bag of like, you know, probably some acquaintances that she doesn't need to talk about her sex life with. Then on camera, and he just outs her.
Yeah. You know?
That was pretty gross. I didn't care for that. So I felt bad for her.
Yeah, I also found it really strange how Sheena snapped at Brock the way she did about the whole situation. It's like he really didn't even like get one sentence out, and she like snapped at him, and he snapped back. And then she marches over to the group, and they're like, "What's wrong, Shishu?" And she's like, "Ask Brock."
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing worse than that when you have to fight in front of your friends.
Yeah.
It's just awkward. Yeah.
So then Lala is annoyed that everyone's lying, and not being transparent. I'm like, oh, rich coming from you.
Yeah.
Bye. That modeling job that you weren't lying about, were you very transparent? No. Granted, that was so many years ago, but, you know.
I think it was replaying or something, and I watched that episode again, and it was really, like, it's really disturbing the way she's, like, when she goes off about any girl who's pretty with tits should be able to get onto a private jet. Like, ugh. Like, she was just such a brat, dude.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what did you think about her storming out for that reason and being like, if people can't be transparent, then I'm out.
Yeah. Dumb. And then Brock next week telling Ariana she needs to grow up and get over it.
And we have a super exciting event coming up next week, you guys. A water tasting event.
Which Holly and I have already done. They copied us.
Which I swear they've done on this show, too.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen this before.
I've seen this before.
It's because they're all sober.
Yeah. But
maybe.
But I'll watch.
Not gonna, hey, you guys, I'm not drinking again. Just to let you know, I'm not drinking again.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, I know we talked a lot about the after-show components. Let's just see if we missed... okay, I told you the text thing to Katie that Sheena showed. She did check on her. So this after show is pretty current because Sandoval's on there. He's like, yeah, well, Ariana's currently suing me. And that was just filed like a month ago, right?
Well, that's why, like, I'm really into the after show. They seem to be doing it, like, super fresh. And I appreciate that because there's nothing worse than when they record something from months and months and months ago and it's not relevant anymore.
Like Jackson Brittany on the Hot Mic podcast recorded in December.
Yes, yes.
yeah, because now I noticed their after show, well, not all of them. Some of them have had costume changes, like Sheena with Kristen.
Well, and the beefs within the group are, like, very real and raw, you know, like, their reaction to it, and I like that, too.
Yeah. Schwartz said that, oh, God, yeah, the day that Max hooked up with Katie, he was with Schwartz earlier hiking.
Ugh.
But he called him 5 days later and apologized and blamed the alcohol. Schwartz said that he thinks Katie was the aggressor. She's been on a mission for a long time for this revenge. And Katie said Max was more of the...
That's so messed up to say. You know, like how
she's
dare you?
Revenge for what? She filed divorce from you. She's not some scorned, bitter ex.
And who cares if she did want it? Do you know what I... Like the fact that he's trying to, like, say that and be like, well... I think, it, like Max just is this guy twiddling his thumbs and Katie grabbed him and pulled. Like, uh-uh.
Right.
I don't like it.
Especially with Max's history. Oh, he's banged everyone on the show. Come on.
Sheena tries to explain the whole, why she follows people and why the kiss happened. She backtracks and says she didn't mean to make it sound like, you know, Schwartz was, like, aggressive, but he still did not ask for consent. But she considers it more of, like, he was shooting his shot. Okay. Because everyone wants a shot at Sheena. Like, I don't think I would be able to get away with, like, tracking my exes and telling Chad about it. Being like, hey, Chad, I saw, you know, my ex just, it's weird. She's over at where my friend lives. Isn't that, like, Chad would just be like, why are you following that? And, like, why do I care and why do you care?
It's very Kristen Doty.
Yes.
But also, it does seem to bother Brock because he's like, look, I'm fine with the past. Leave the past behind. The past is the past. It's when the past lingers. And you know what? For Sheena, the past does linger because she hangs out with Max all the time. She's friendly again with Rob. She talks to Shay occasionally. But then she had to cut off her friendship with the girl that she was making out with. Oh, Brock is fine with Rob, Shay, and Max being, you know, your BFFs, but you can't talk to the girl that you had kissed before you met Brock. Like, that's okay.
That whole, I felt like that whole thing was like a big old red flag. I was just like, ooh.
Yeah. It almost gave more like, that's not right kind of vibes.
Yeah, it gave like, yikes, like, that's what the foundation of this relationship is on. Like, it's not great.
Yeah. Yeah, not great. Yeah, more about the Uber.
Yeah, the other thing that's like really bothering me is having Kristen and Jax and Brittany on the after show. It's just, to me, like, I want to see the cast interact. I liked when Lala and Sheena were sitting together, or like, just, I love seeing the looks that they give each other. Like, Kristen, Jax, and Brittany aren't relevant to this, and I don't want to hear Brittany going, oh, did they? Like, talking about, like, a scene. It's like, you weren't there, so you don't know, so why are you sitting here?
Yeah, it's fine if they did it last week as a transition to get people hyped about the Valley, but they don't need to continue, Thomas.
They don't need to continue, yeah.
Is the Vanderpump cast going to be on the Valley after show?
Yeah.
I don't want that either.
Yeah, Jerry, let's make that change.
I kind of agreed with, and you're going to disagree with me on this because you are a fan of this, but I agree with Sandoval that it's a little invasive.
What?
The tracking.
Oh.
If I had my locations on, I would have opened my hotel door in Italy to a SWAT team.
I will never not have Chad's location. I absolutely love it. Like, for instance, today he was supposed to come to practice to watch Daisy. He called me and said, I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm not feeling well. I'm going home. So I'm like, okay, I'll break the news to her. And so I tell her, she said, I track him on our way home. He's still at fucking work. Like things like that where it's like, dude, you can't say that you're going home because you're sick and then continue working. Like, just tell me you have something you're working on and you need to miss. Like, you're going to make me lie to my 5-year-old? Like, why?
Yeah.
Like, things like that where... And like, I think for certain people, it's super helpful for someone like Chad who, like, is, like, major OCD and can't leave. It helps me.
Your husband or your children, I think, I mean, like, 56 people, your friends, and, like, I don't want my friend going, oh, you're at the store? I thought you said you weren't feeling well. Or if you don't want to go to something, and then they're like, huh, saw you were at the mall. Like Brittany said, oh my gosh, how many times has Sheena caught me lying or something?
Like, well, and it is, like, I have 4 people that I track. And one is Chad. The other, I track my parents. And that, I will say, that is freaking very helpful because I can see where they are, what they're doing. Like, it's just extremely helpful. But in the same regard, they can see where I am, and they have absolutely used that against me. They're like, oh, yeah. So you saw that you know.
That's why I wouldn't like it.
Yeah. And I know my dad checks. Like, I don't think my mom really knows how to use it, but my dad does. And then I have, like, a random
friend. Went to Disneyland friend. Without
yeah.
us,
yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah. My mom says that, like, all... She's like, so you went to Knott's and you didn't want to call and tell us? You know, it's like, no, Mom, yeah. I didn't.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah. And it really... It's like a voyeuristic thing because, like, I think it was Ariana who mentioned it, but I can pull open my map and I can see where, like, you know, I can see how close people are to me, like, what's going on. It's interesting, but it is fucked up.
Yeah. Do you,
but if anyone wants to share locations, hit me up. Just kidding.
Who do you think the one person the Sandoval shares his location with that he's not telling? Victoria? His mommy? Why wouldn't you just say your mom if it was your mom? It's not Schwartz.
I got the feeling it was not his mom. I got the feeling that it was like, I don't know. I my mind kind of said like Kyle Chan. And then my mind kind of said, like, Jason. And then my mind, I don't know.
But why is he being, like, all coy? Like, I'm not telling who.
Probably because he doesn't want that person to be, like, harassed.
Oh, that's probably smart.
You know?
Like he said, people came up to him all the time saying they can't hang out with him because Sheena tracks my location.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just look at what happened to Jeremy when we, you know, shared a video of him. Like, it's just like a tiny thing, but people feel the need to, you know, like give that person a talking to, you know, change their mind.
Yeah, true.
So.
Okay. So we learned that Kristen, oh gosh, Kristen said that Tom Schwartz also fucked Joe's boss that owns the salon, Lena.
Like, did she have to say that to hurt Joe again?
I think Lena is the one that fixed Schwartz's yellow hair that Joe dyed. And then Lena fixed it, and then Schwartz paid her by fucking her.
Nice. That seems fair.
So, yeah, that's all I have for the after show.
Overall, I felt like the episode, I had really been waiting to hear about the whole Sheena makeout thing, especially because in, like, so many interviews leading up to this season, she's like, it wasn't a makeout. You'll have to wait and see. It's like,
and it's nothing more than we thought.
It's nothing. And it's like not that interesting. I don't care that much.
Yeah.
So I think the Lala and Katie conversation made it interesting. Like they found a way to make it interesting, but I barely care. So I don't know how they're going to carry on with this.
Right. That's probably why we hear the reunion's very boring until the end. It's probably like stuff like this.
But it looks like next week it's going to pop off a little bit more. And, you know, things could get really wild at the water tasting. I don't know. And
they're going to throw the water at each other. It's going to get crazy.
They're going to taste it and go, pleh, I don't like this one.
All right, well, you guys head over to Patreon. We're gonna spill some more tea.
Yes, and thank you everyone for subscribing to our Patreon. I'm happy to see all of the new members over there. It's only $3, and that gets you access to every single thing in our Patreon. And there will be but just one more thing, like, we do, if you guys go over there, we would love if you could keep things like confidential and in our own group. I hate seeing things like shared on Reddit. So if you can, please keep it in the group. But, you know, that's all.
Yeah. And thank you everyone for all the great birthday wishes.
Oh my God, Sarah, I have to, you got so many birthday wishes and people saying just the nicest things to you. I was just like, Don't you wish that you could, like, show regular Facebook all the nice comments you got? It's like, we're so fucking popular in our group.
I don't think I've even hit all the threads yet, because I went back in, I'm like, oh, this is a new thread with different people.
Yeah,
I'm
like, no, oh, people would say stuff, and then everyone would just go, brrr, like, it was, we got so many DMs, so many, I mean, just like, you guys, that was so nice.
Yeah, I was trying to catch up on that today, but I got to double check that there's not missing threads I'm missing. So thank you, everyone.
Yes. Okay,
and thank you for the gifts, too. I got some nice gifts from y'all.
Yes, so nice.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.